You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day one coverage from ACE 14. Todd, year three of coverage of this show. And, you know, the guest we have up next, it's the kind of organization that I thrive on spending time with at these shows and where we learn so much, see where things are going. It's very exciting.
It always is. And that's just a hallmark of this show. It's like that every year. And just the vibe I'm feeling this year is a little bit just... The excitement is kind of underlying everything around
it. Is it me or does that seem to get bigger every year?
I think it's bigger every year.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm with you on that. Well, say hello to our next guest. His name is Scott Wills. He's the Director of Marketing for Dotazio. Scott, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Todd. And Todd, it's a pleasure being here at ACE 14. Wanted to also thank Water Online Radio and Travis Kennedy for inviting me on.
We never ever talk about Travis Kennedy. So that's one demerit.
Once we're offline, right?
Yeah, yes. Okay. We'll interview him anyway, though, Todd. Let's go
I guess
ahead.
We will.
All right.
But Scott, it's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining
us.
Thank you. Gosh, I guess the best thing to do to lead us off is to give us a 10,000-foot view of Dotazio. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Sure. Yeah, and that's a great question. Great way to start. You know, to define Dotazio, we're a data collection and management business, software-oriented, and we're born from a company that is a contract labor company. We provide services to all the different utilities out there. When they need someone to go out and manually meet their water meters, we do that. And we used a lot of different solutions over the years because the company's been in business almost 60 years. And eventually we decided we really needed to develop our own technology. So the contract meter reading business is called Alexander's, and we read for communities big and small all across North America and Central America. And we had developed Dotazio and spun Dotazio off because we started seeing customers that wanted that software for their own in-house meter readers. And then, of course, it's evolved from just collecting the meter data to doing things like conservation surveys or what we call soft services in the business where people need to do turn-ons and turn-offs. And we document that whole process. Actually, the software orchestrates the process so that it's accurate and the same every time. And then it's very well illustrated on all of the different modern technologies like iPads and iPhones and Android, iOS, Windows. We're really very hardware agnostic.
Before the show, we were chatting a little bit, and you talked about platform network methodology. Give us another level of detail on what you mean by that.
Yeah, so those are really the three areas where we saw an opportunity to do some real major improvements in how things are done in this business. And so, you know, we started with platform. Most traditional meter reading were done with a handheld that had to get cradled back at the office, and the software was on a computer, and that had to get updated manually. And we said, no, we want to move away from that. We want to be cloud-based, you know, so web browser-based, and we want to work on any type of modern device, like your Android devices, iOSs, like I mentioned, but also when you see companies like Trimble developing Android devices, you know, our software works on their handhelds as well. And then we also needed to be able to move into the AMI world because our customers want to work with AMI and manual. They do a hybrid of both. Mm-hmm. And so we had to get into that side of it. And that's really been driven more by how do you communicate with those devices. And so the cell channel, you know, Verizon, AT&T, those guys, they're really driving that. And so we've now connected with AMI devices via cell networks. You know, but methodology was the biggest area we saw an opportunity to really make a difference. And what we did was we developed all of our products so it was very straightforward of what needed to be executed. And if there's an anomaly, if something doesn't go quite right, well, then how do you address that? We're very good at refining the process so that the error gets noticed, addressed, and corrected. And then the data the data is only presented when it matters. You don't just show all the data. You show the data that people need so that they can perform whatever function they need to. And a very simple case of that is what we call our certified reads product. And it's something that a manual meter reader that's out in the neighborhood would be using. They go along, they get to a meter, and something doesn't seem quite right. Well, the process will initiate them to take a photograph. It automatically does a GPS stamp, you know, time stamping, things like that. They might even be asked to do another function like leave a door hanger, and then that's documented with a photograph. And then that can all be communicated back to the customer in the form of an email or as a stuffer in their monthly statement. So it simplifies and documents that process.
Well, everybody talks about platforms and networks, certainly. And as you said, the methodology is where the rubber really hits the road here. And that's why someone engages at Datazio. Walk us, go a little deeper on the methodology.
Yeah. So as the Certified Reads product gained awareness and people were embracing it, we started getting asked to apply that to other forms of activity out in the field, which is really at the end of the day what we specialize in, right? Is collecting that data out in the field, both manually and electronically. So it's moved from just the certified reads to things like performing a soft service where you send a technician out and he has to go ahead and turn the meter off, document that that's been done, typically with a photograph or maybe some notation, and then they're also interacting with the customer at some level. That needs to be documented, or leaving some information for the customer. All of that is fully orchestrated, so no pieces get left out. The same thing goes for repair work, or what we're really noticing, especially on the West Coast where there's a lot of water shortages, is the demand for conservation surveys and ways to help customers learn how to save water by changing their practices. So if they see a high usage incident and the customers, say, opted into the conservation program because most of them aren't mandatory yet, they can send out a technician to go ahead and either interview the customer, find out what they're doing, and walk them through steps to identify where the water is being wasted, or just do a from the sidewalk survey and identify potential irrigation issues or leakage, things like that. So the methodology is applied in many different areas, and we're starting to really see it on the conservation side.
There are obvious a lot of different moving parts potentially to a solution that you would implement, which obviously is essential because
sure.
You're solving, addressing complex issues, solving complex problems. Just to kind of pull it together a little bit, can you walk us through a specific example of someone that's implemented the platform, the network, and the methodology and how it benefited them?
Yeah, absolutely. So you could take the city of San Clemente in Southern California, where they were having a lot of accuracy issues. So they implemented the certified read solution, and literally in less than 30 days, their accuracy level improved by a dramatic amount, to the point to where they no longer have to send out what we call in the business a second truck roll, where a guy has to go out and read again. So that particular process implemented drastically changed their business in a 30-day period to where they save money, they had better customer relations, and overall performance improved.
Well, you just mentioned San Clemente. Talk about the water shortage out west. How's that impacting the work that you're doing?
Yeah, what we're finding is customers, the actual end users, really want more accurate documentation of what's going on with their particular service. And so that's why there's been so much interest in the methods that we use. You can document it with the things I had mentioned, photography, GPS, and then communicate it out to the customer very quickly. At the same time, as the AMI comes online more and more, and of course you hear a lot about that here, what you get is much more data in a more concentrated amount of time, so you can respond to things more quickly. So these processes are actually being applied in a quick method so someone can identify, oh, I've got a leak. I can tell there's something going on with my service at my property, and we can respond very quickly with SMS messages or with emails, things like that.
Scott, no small amount of time and treasure is required to exhibit here at ACE. Why did Datazio decide to make that investment? What do you hope to get out of the show?
You know, that's great. I think for us, being an open architecture solution, meaning we're not married to one type of hardware or the other, we're always developing and working with the manufacturers so that more and more products are offered to the end user, the utility. And then we find a lot of our utility customers here as well, and we always like to spend time with them. That's it. And then, of course, spending time with Todd and Todd.
Absolutely. That's the highlight
that's
for most
been the
people.
Highlight, certainly is the highlight of my day.
Spending time with me? I'm glad we got that recorded.
Spending time with the Tazio. All right, Scott, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about the Tazio?
We're here at the show the entire time. And
you're at booth 2541, I think?
We are, 2541. Right. Yeah, thanks very much. And, of course, we'll be circulating around and hope to see everybody.
All right. Scott Wills, the Director of Marketing with Tazio. Great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Todd and Todd.
All right. Our pleasure. That wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd. Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.